Don't you wish everything was more rewarding? With Rakuten, almost everything is. You can earn cash back on those new shoes you've been wanting. You can save on the next trip you book. You can cash in on groceries. Just join. Shop your favorite brands and save. Sephora, Boots, Argus, Temu, Adidas, Trip.com. The list is long. Save online at over 550 stores. And when it's time to redeem those rewards, get your money exactly how you want it. Choose bank transfer or PayPal. So go ahead, take a trip, fill a cart, get a new outfit. Rakuten is a world of rewards. Join today for free. Go to rakuten.co.uk or get the app. That's Rakuten.
Welcome back to Gabbing with Gib. I hope everyone survived their first week back at work after Thanksgiving. I know that on my end, the vibes have been pretty bleak. It is cold as fuck in New York, which has proven to me that I am not ready for winter. But anyway, on a much brighter note, instead of another one of our usual pop culture discussion episodes this Friday, you're getting a bonus interview today with Julia Lemigova from The Real Housewives of Miami. Julia was one of the four new women we were introduced to when The Real Housewives of Miami came back after 10 years for its fourth season. It was Julia, Gertie, Dr. Nicole, and who could forget, friend of Kiki. Julia was an immediate enigma on the cast. In a group full of women who always stepped out in flashy ensembles and full glam, we often saw Julia working on the farm that she shares with her wife, tennis legend Martina Navratilova, and she was always bringing eggs directly from her chicken coop to all of her friends' houses. And it also felt like it kind of took her a beat to really get into the petty dynamics of the group. Her intimate friendship with longtime friend Adriana was intriguing, but for me, I didn't fully connect with Julia until she totally stole the show at that first reunion when she colored in a lot of the lines of the movie-worthy life that she's lived. It was a very tearful moment. It was an emotional moment and a really hard moment to kind of hear what she's gone through. But I feel like that reunion really endeared her to so many people. Since then, she's also discontinued to fully step it up. I mean, whether it's feuding with Alexia last year or her willingness to bury the hatchet so quickly with Alexia this season, and just being an incredible caretaker to Martina as she battled two cancers, Julia has proven herself to be a fully open book and truly a game Real Housewife. She really has improved so much. And she's also part of this cast that I can't believe we went 10 years without. I mean, I do think the show absolutely benefits from the fact that it's only on its sixth season and the third since its hiatus. Because, you know, us fickle fans of these shows tend to favor newness and favor freshness when it comes to our beloved franchises. And Miami is still very much certified fresh in my eyes. It's delivering another fantastic season, which is saying something because, I mean, it had to follow up that first season back, which was dominated by the many life events of Alexia's insane life. And then the blockbuster year last year, which centered on Lisa's shocking divorce from Lenny. To me, what's special about this cast is that it's balanced between women who have genuinely known each other for over a decade and have formed those deep, strong bonds, and women whose bonds are in the process of solidifying still. As I talk about my conversation with Julia, you can tell that she, Gertie, and Nicole have formed genuinely tight friendships with one another. I mean, they've dealt with tackling this entire new housewife experience together, multiple cancer diagnoses, the recent death of Nicole's father, and more major life events all in the span of just 3 years. I mean, not only that, but up until now, the group has largely been willing to move past petty grievances for the sake of the group and the show fairly quickly. Obviously, there's a major exception to that, which is everything that's gone on between Adriana and Alexia and Marisol. While Alexia surprised me by making the effort to go to lunch with a white flag carrying Adriana to move forward with her and invite her to her season opening party, just a few episodes later, they're back at it on the sprinter van to Larsa's charity basketball game. Marisol has shown no signs of being willing to move forward with Adriana, though, and I think that that's a shame. She doesn't need to trust her or even be her friend, but one thing that I've always maintained about Housewives on any given city is that it's never a good idea to completely ice somebody out. Not only does it result in a total blockage to the cast dynamics, which is never fun to watch on TV, but it also tends to actually backfire on the person doing the icing out. Audiences actually start to sympathize with the ostracized person if they weren't already on their side. I mean, the same thing has happened for the past several seasons of Potomac with Giselle and Robin and Wendy and Candace. The same thing is happening on Salt Lake City with Monica and the rest of the cast. The caveat there being that we don't know exactly why she's been iced out, which could change the fan reaction to it. But right now, people seem to be mostly on Monica's side of things. They try to do it to Denise on Beverly Hills. Teresa has unsuccessfully done it to Melissa on Jersey for years. I could go on. But the point being is that I hope that Adriana's stalemate with Alexia and Marisol doesn't start to bring down Miami as a whole. They're on such a hot streak and operating at such a high that I would hate to see that impact how people are feeling about the franchise overall. There was a recent incident that I talked to Julia about in this interview you're about to hear when the cast was flying back from BravoCon last month. Apparently, Adriana and Alexia got into it at baggage claim, reportedly over Alexia's increasingly close relationship with Julia. Kiki allegedly had to intervene so that they would stop going after one another. It was a whole thing. I mean, if anything, it will absolutely result in an iconic reunion, but it just feels like the thing between Adriana and Alexia will never end. And in some ways, they're kind of like an ultimate frenemy duo. I feel like they can't help themselves. They have to poke the bear with one another, and they're always going to be going back and forth, which I appreciate. I love that. But the Marisol factor is interesting because she refuses to budge, and she's obviously Alexia's right-hand woman. And so I just hope that there continues to be that fluidity there. With all that being said, though, let's get to my interview with Julia from The Real Housewives of Miami, which airs on Wednesdays at 9 p.m. Eastern on Bravo. Warning that Julia's audio was far from perfect on her end. She did not have the optimal recording setup, but we did our best to improve it in post-production. Regardless, it's worth the listen, especially when we get into the airport blow-up and everything that's happening with Larsa. If you're enjoying Gabbing with Gib, please take a moment to let us know with a quick review or five-star rating wherever you're listening to this. All of your support got us onto the Apple Podcast charts for the first time last week, so let's keep that momentum going. Anyway, thanks for listening and enjoy my chat with Julia Lemigova. I want to gab. All right, so today we're gabbing with Julia Lemigova from The Real Housewives of Miami. Julia is in her third season of the show, and she has consistently just been an open book about her colorful life, which has been such a gift to this show. It really has. Julia, thanks so much for being here. It's so great to meet you. How are you?
Thank you for having me. Doing great.
So right off the bat, I do have to say, I know that you have a mini dachshund at home, and my family is a dachshund family, and we have two at home. So I just wanted to, dog people are my people. So I just wanted to connect with you on that right off the bat.
I have my Zorro laying right next to me. He's always there.
Love it. And then I think I'd be remiss if I didn't acknowledge this off the top that, you know, Dr. Nicole's father passed away just a couple of days ago. And, you know, you're one of her best friends on the cast, and you know, we saw him on the show a lot. He was a larger than life personality, and we were all so sorry to hear about his passing. How is she holding up? Just in a few quick words.
She's an amazing, strong girl, but a death of your parents is, I mean, it's never easy. You're never prepared for it. I am sure she is, but she's such a positive girl that she just passed through. Called on and I being in touch with her almost daily, that I give her space because it's not easy for her. Of course, everybody's probably asking for the same thing. And
that's, again, we're all so sorry to hear about that. We're all thinking about her, especially at this time of year when it's about family.
I've spent 2 years ago Thanksgiving with her at her house, with her dad and her mom, the whole family. So I know how hard it's going to be for her this year.
Yeah, definitely. Julia, we're seeing this season that you have kind of a new lease on life after, you know, Martina's double cancer battle. And you know, again, cancer has affected my family. And I think, you know, we're so happy that Martina is cancer-free now. So that is something that you never want to stop celebrating. That is just something that it's just such a blessing that she got through that. And I'm just curious from you, you know, seeing her fearlessness and being her caretaker for that cancer battle, how did that change you? How did that really kind of open you up in maybe a new way?
Martina is such an inspiration. She amazes me every day. Her strength, her positivity about life, her resilience can only teach me to be better person every day. And she helped me the strategy because that's Martina's third cancer. And you know, this year cancer not for now, not once, but twice. I just chased all preconceived ideas and fears, the leftovers of them that I already had. I cut my hair and I allowed myself to be mean. A lot of times we say, we're going to do something in the future. We're going to go somewhere in the future, but we're not doing it. Martina and I have a different take on life now. It's now and now. It's now. Be your best as you know how to be now, because that's how you live your life. That's how you take the best advantage. So when my friends call me, some of my girlfriends from the show nod and say, hey, do you want to have a double date? Like Lisa, for example, the other day, she called me, do you want to have a double date with Joey? And it was already like late in the day. It was like almost evening. And Martina, literally, she was like in the Whole Foods getting some food. I said, yes, before I went to talk to Martina, I called her and I said, darling, change of plans. Oh, come back home. We're having a double date. She's like, what? Darling, yes. We're putting makeup, we're putting hair, you know, pajama dinner we'll do tomorrow night. Tonight. Late, and we went late, late, went to Carbon. We had like a super late night. Loved it. And she loved it. And it was last year, if Lisa would have called me, I would probably say, oh, darling, you know, can we do it tomorrow? It's really kind of late. Can we do it this? This time, no way. I'm not doing tomorrow. So next week, now. Yeah. Perfect.
That's amazing. That's really amazing. And I also feel like we're seeing that in sort of how you approach your relationships with different women in the cast as well. I mean, I think it goes into how you and Alexia reconciled in the premiere and just kind of, I mean, if you mentioned like how if Lisa had called you last year, you probably wouldn't have done it. You know, if somebody had said last year that you and Alexia would be kind of forming this encouraging friendship, you know, it would have been really unexpected to hear. Can you just talk to me about that friendship and kind of how it's been building since you guys agreed to try to move forward together?
It's been so refreshing for, I think, for both of us. We were able to discover more each other's personalities and see what's what. And you will see there is like, you've seen that there's so much more that you probably have no idea what you're going to see. Even me, I was so surprised. Surprised and not, because I knew those things were in Alexia. She just didn't show them. And I brought something out of her and she brought something out of me. You know, our first lunch when we saw each other, we had those drinks and we got along just like that. But that's what I mean, like organically connected. It wasn't easy last year or the first year because we didn't know each other. Then we had some differences and some fights, but we opened our minds to new friendships, relationships, and getting to know each other. And now it's paying off.
You said that she brings something out in you. What does she bring out in you, do you think?
To show my cleavage more. My goal is one day to turn Alexia into more like farmer girl. I don't know if I will ever succeed.
You'll switch places. You'll switch places.
Well, we'll like keep both, you know, right. Like farm, glam.
Farm to glam. Yeah.
Glam, exactly. And Alexia loved that when I wore this sexy leopard dress for her, for first question she asked, oh my God, darling, did you get dressed for me? And I was like, of course. So I love this naughty dynamic that we have. We talk about silly things because I want silly, funny right. things. I so don't want serious. I'm like allergic to boring and serious. Game on, talk about sex, talk about love, talk about whatever, but just fun things.
I love that. It's so refreshing, you know, and that's, I love hearing that from you. You know, that does bring me though to the first of two TMZ articles that have come out recently. And it was one that's about when you guys got to Miami after BravoCon, there was some report that, you know, Adriana and Alexia got in a fight. The unnamed source said that it's because they think that Adriana is jealous of this new friendship between you and Alexia. What happened there? Or what can you say about that?
Well, we had a bumpy ride, that's for sure. And even a bumpy, you know, time on the ground. They definitely have some issues that they haven't solved. And I feel I would need a lot of muscles in my arms to build that bridge that just got a little fracture in it. And but it's okay. I'm patient. And I really want to see this two connect. I know we're going to have a very spicy, mad, crazy reunion.
Oh, yeah.
But things have to come up to get better, right? You can't just put a band-aid. Go deep into a problem and if it takes extra time, be that way.
Yeah, I kind of feel like, you know, with Adriana and Alexia, it feels like sometimes they can't help themselves because I think that like there's something in their friendship that just they can't help but sometimes butt heads. And I don't think blaming it on your new friendship with Alexia makes any sense because they've had their ups and downs for 10 years now, you know?
Exactly. And they both have like A-type personalities. They're both Latin fiery women. You know, it just, okay, I'll try to kind of bring, you know, be the bridge. I really want to see these two difference.
Yeah, that's great. It seems like the other person that you know, right off the bat, it feels like when Miami came back, you and Larsa didn't really know what to make of one another. I think it was sort of, it seemed like a mutual, like, you weren't mixing yet. But I feel like last year we saw you turn a new leaf with one another. It lasted into this season. And, you know, you seem to at least be like, at least cordial. I don't know how close you guys ever got. But is that the correct characterization of your friendship with Larsa? Or how would you kind of put it into words?
Well, I would say Larsa and I are having a wait and see moment. Larsa can wait while I see if I even want to be friends with her. Here we go.
And is that because of the whole thing with the Marcus?
It's because
thing?
Of many things. It's not one thing. It's an observation of different behaviors, different words, different, just Larsa being Larsa. That's the best I could possibly describe it.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's totally fair. And because I feel like, you know, the audience reaction to, you know, her sit down with Gertie and Gertie asking her to keep her breast cancer diagnosis to herself until Gertie could tell the group, and Larsa not kind of, you know, respecting those wishes and telling the rest of the group. Now that you've seen those scenes, what do you make of that whole situation? Because it's, I think a lot of the audience is reacting really strongly to that in a negative way.
And I agree with them. I mean, how can you not? Mm-hmm. I mean, how can you not? Gertie was very clear in what she asked Larsa. She used the word incompetent, and she asked them not to share. So there is no excuse in my books, you know, to then go and share it with people that she knows, you know, our group of friends and for other group of friends. It's just, to me, it's not okay. She got herself in a very messy situation.
Right. Yeah. And I feel like, you know, it's been fun to watch you, Gertie, and Dr. Nicole, because you all came in together at the same time as full-time housewives. And it seems as though that really bonded you three in a real way, that you're such genuine friends and you've gone through this whole experience together and you're still going through it together. Do you attribute that to all coming in to this whole experience at the same time on the same playing field? Or do you think that, like, you approach this whole experience in the same way? Because you three just seem like really, really bonded.
And we are bonded. And we did, not right away, but a little bit, because again, it's normal.
Right.
I think the combination of three of us makes such a fun bundle of friends. We are so different, but yet
so different.
So different, right? But yet so similar. We have very similar humor. We laugh at the same things. We have very similar values. And when difficult situation hits you, we bond. I can call Gertie now or in the middle of the night, and she knows the same thing for me. And same goes for Nicole. We don't have boundaries in a good way. She knows, they know I'm there for them, and vice versa. And it's not for the show. It's had nothing to do with the show. It's really thanks to the show we've met, and thanks for, you know, to three of us that we, you know, show just put together people that probably knew would really, really connect. But, yeah. You know, again, it was a gamble because we could have not, but we did. And I love it.
Totally, totally. And like, conversely, you know, you and Adriana also are obviously so genuinely connected, and you have such a deep friendship and relationship with one another. And have you brought Adriana sort of into the fold with them, as, and have they gotten close to her kind of through you? Or how would you characterize sort of like that, if you add Adriana to the mix of that, a foursome? Because we saw you guys all have a meal together recently on the show, but how would you characterize it when you add Adriana into the mix of you three? What kind of effect that has?
So Adriana and I, as you know, we know each other more than 10 years.
Yeah.
I've seen her through different situations, highs and lows. I know who she really is deeply. And of course, girls like Gertie or Nicole, who met her just recently, couldn't have known the depth and the layers. But separately, Adriana and I, we call each other Thelma and Louise. We have this bond. We're great friends. But I always tell her what I think. I tell her the truth. I tell her no. I tell her yes. We have this dynamic. Now, getting to know well Nicole and Brady, they trusted me enough when I battled for Adriana. When, you know, Gertie had maybe first season, like some difficulties with Adriana, there was a situation, but Gertie by now knew that, if I tell her, please trust me, Adriana means well. It's her personality. Right. She's high, she's feisty, but that's what I love Adriana for, but she means well. She doesn't want to hurt anybody. Just take her as she is, and, the girls embrace, this friendship now with Adriana, and everyone is speaking their mind. There is no, oh, you know, I am your friend. No,
right.
Like, I don't want to be that. I, with my good friends, I adore their company equally, but differently. That's.
Yeah. And you don't have to like think about it. You know, it's just, they mix well.
Organic, natural dynamic.
Absolutely. And last thing about the group is, you know, I think it's kind of frustrating, I think, as a viewer, is to see how, like, Marisol is refusing to kind of give Adriana another chance and kind of move forward with her. There's kind of a blockage there. What do you think of that? And is there really no, is Marisol really never going to come around to Adriana, do you think? Because she's pretty absolute, I think, in how she talks about it.
Well, you know, like you say in live, never say never, because look what happened with Alexia and I. At least you've seen some of it already. You would ask me that last year, I would have been probably no,
but exactly.
Learn. So I hope for Marisol as well and Adriana that they would open their mind to find it remains complex, their relationship now, same way like my relationship with Marisol remains complex. There's a lot of things to look forward, let's say, to the reunion to discuss. And hopefully that will help. Dr. Andy will help us to kind of get back together. I know, we need him. But
yeah,
so that's...
It's another wait and see for the reunion, I would say, probably.
Yeah,
right?
I'm so looking forward. Sometimes people are scared, oh my God, like what's going to happen for the reunion? But I'm confident that, you know, Andy will know what to do and we'll all come together. It's going to be crazy insane.
I'm sure, but I think if you look at it as an opportunity for resolution and a way to move forward, then you should think positively about it as an opportunity.
I cannot wait for you. Like, seriously, I cannot wait.
Yes. Lastly, Julia, before we go, I just wanted to touch briefly on ask about your BravoCon experience. I loved all the content that you were posting from it. You posted some great stuff with like Dorinda and Luann, and you had your Farm to Glam booth. What was your single best run-in from the whole weekend?
Being with fans. And on the last day, I spent actually like literally 4 hours. I stand there at my stand and people were even saying, oh my God, we've never seen a Bravo celebrity spending that long at her stand. But it wasn't because it was my stand. It's because I just, my line, and I read somewhere, somebody wrote, Julia created a traffic jam in the last day of Bravo. How cool is that?
I love it.
And it's like, thanks to my fans, because they wanted to take a picture with them. So of course, I'm going to stay there longer and give something more to them, more than even they asked for, because they made all this effort to come and see me.
That's so nice.
It gave me such adrenaline. I absolutely loved it.
I think that is, you have the correct approach and mentality around it. And I think most people have that, not everybody, but I think that it's, I love that that's how you were thinking about that whole weekend, because that's again why people come, you know, to interact with people, with you. And
we are here and people want to watch us, and our show exists is because, mostly because of the fans. So
totally.
It's a relationship. It's a give and take. It's not a one way road. I almost never say no to them for the picture, and I love the energy they give.
I love it. Well, Julia, thank you so much for taking the time today. It's so great to meet you and to talk with you. I, on your behalf, am looking forward to the reunion. I hope that we get some resolution and can move forward with some of these more complex relationships. But again, thanks for taking the time, and hopefully we can talk again soon.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to the show. Subscribe to Gabbing with Gib on any podcast platform to listen to new episodes, and subscribe to Gabbing with Gib on YouTube to watch full-length versions of our interviews. We'd also love your support with a 5-star review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. You can follow me at Gibsonoma on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok, and keep up with all things Gabbing with Gib at Gabbing with Gib on Instagram and TikTok. Gabbing with Gib is an independent podcast hosted by me, Gibson Johns. It's produced by myself and Riley Dabbs. Graphics are by Rachel Roth, and our cover art photography is by Troy Hallahan. If you want to reach out about guest booking, sponsorship, or advertising opportunities, email us at gabbingwithgib@gmail.com. Thank you again for your support, and see you next time.